The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Today's podcast is a conversation we had with one of our favorite artists, Moneybagg Yo. And I'm going to tell you, I don't think he gets the flowers he deserves. He's one of my, I think he's just a good rapper. He's a genuinely good person. And interestingly enough, obviously this is the newest conversation, but if you go back and watch on YouTube, the first time we talked with him, the record label people said, we had never heard him
talk
speak
like that,
the way he did to you guys. He opened up. And
for some reason, he's an open book to you, Dana. I don't know why.
Because I'm a real one, automatic and real, recognize real, baby. Here's a little bit of our show and our conversation with Moneybagg Yo. Let's begin the episode. I want to start off by saying that I love all animals. I love our dogs very much. That being said, when they get hurt, they cost a lot of money. Ooh. And we almost didn't take care of this little puppy man of ours. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday. It's Friday's Eve here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Oh, what do you mean we almost didn't take care of him?
Well, for me, I'm going to tell you something right now, DJ Automatic. I love our dogs, but they're dogs. That's... our dog blew his knee.
You're talking a lot of cap right now. Dana,
yeah. Dana's talking a good game.
We were going to handle that dog and make him walk the plank. No, Dana, you were...
Because he's going to have surgery. I'm not even going to tell you how much surgery...
Yeah, but you were a big sensitive Sally, too.
I was, because he's three. He's a baby. Blew his knee.
But he blew his knee and his hip out. So he is... right now, his leg is kind of dangling. They can't get to surgery until, what is it, September 26th?
I don't even know. But
now?
Either way, it's so... I'm not going to tell you how much it is. We had to apply for the pet credit card, which is interest-free for a year. And
they did give us the option to cut it off.
Yeah, we could cut his leg off, too.
Yeah, and I was like...
my nana would have been like, chop it.
I just couldn't do it. There's no way. I mean, he's only 3 years old. There's no way. But I thought, well, I will have the dog with, like, the wheel.
But it'd be kind of cool, right?
But at the same time, I'm not going to do that to him.
I feel
you know what
so
I'm
going to
do? I'm going to be DJing a lot more. So let me tell you how weird the universe works. Okay, that happens. We find out how much we're going to have to pay for it.
And Otto's in the worst mood. You were here to witness it, Anthony.
A significant amount of money. And then I get a call that I got another DJ gig that's pretty much going to cover it.
There you go, dude.
Yeah, you're right. That was the right decision.
There
but
it is. Scratch his kneecap. Back into recovery.
I'll just tell you right now. Back in the day, there's no way we would have made this kind of decision. It's just, it still bothers me. It's just a lot of money. And on credit?
We'll survive, Dana.
My mom would have saved the dog over us.
Yes,
I'll
sir.
Tell you that right now.
Put everybody to work to save the dog.
Like, my son will walk with a gimp. The dog, no. He needs to make sure.
She would have chopped his leg off.
Yesterday, Anthony A.
All right, we'll kick this one off with Thoughtful Thursday.
Aww.
Last Thursday in August, and that's what you guys are, thoughtful and great, great pet parents
are. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. We also got National Banana Split Day.
Dairy Queen banana splits. Come on.
Oh, I love banana splits. We also got National Park Service Founders Day. So this is shouting out all the national parks across the country. So
hey, go see one. We got some beautiful national parks here in America.
And if you're in a tiff with somebody, today is the day to kiss and make up.
Is it kiss and make up day?
Yeah, it's kiss and make up day. There it is.
All right. Okay. No, I think that's good. Yesterday, Automatic was mad at everybody in the room.
Well, I was mad because they were like, here, thousands of dollars to pay for your dog.
But what's that got to do with me and Anthony?
I was just in a bad mood in general because of that. And plus, I feel bad for the dog. His leg is hurt. I mean, he is better now because they have a medicine, but I just feel bad for the whole situation.
I hate when money puts me in a bad mood because sometimes there's nothing you can do but throw money at problems. And when you ain't got no money to throw.
And we don't got any money to throw at the problems.
You throw
fits. Thank goodness for credit.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hey, what's up, man? Moneybagg Yo. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm cool. I'm in the gym right now.
Getting your workout on?
Yeah.
It's interesting because we were just talking about your weight loss.
Yeah. You know what, Moneybagg Yo? You're talking about the same angle I used to talk to my ex-girlfriend when she was asking me where I was. Like, I'm at the gym.
You said what?
I just hit my ex-girlfriend with that same angle and just pointed at the roof and be like, I'm at the gym.
For sure. Look, I'm in the gym for sure.
No, but Dana was just saying that, we were just talking about how you've, ventured off into a great health journey and you're living a healthier lifestyle.
He's trash bagging it.
Oh, my God.
You're really doing it.
Moneybagg Yo, getting it, dude. I love it. Yeah, Moneybagg Yo, I recently had a friend who came up to me and he tapped me on the belly 3 times, which let me know that it was time for me to lose weight. Moneybagg Yo, when was the moment you knew, like, okay, I got to start living a healthier lifestyle? What was the incident that kicked off your fitness journey?
Well, you know what I'm saying? Just like it comes with the lifestyle at the end of the day. Like, I just feel like when I used to be on stage and I used to be on drink and all that, and I used to be doing a lot, I'm in the middle of an interview, Mom. And I used to be like just on stage, I used to feel sluggish, you know what I'm saying? And then just like breathing. And then I used to wake up out of my sleep, like jumping, like it's just a lot of stuff. I was like, I got to get myself right.
You can feel the extra weight. I know my husband here, DJ Automatic. He says like when he starts like moving a certain way, you feel that belly moving, like, you know that it's time as a man.
It's time to let it
go. It's not a good feeling. And then I like to look good in my clothes. And one thing about me, I'm in the fashion. I'm in that lane, like, where I like to put it on. So it's like all the clothes, like in the fat nigga sizes, they don't have it. Like, they don't have clothes.
Trust me, I know that firsthand.
Right. You feel me? They got all the clothes in the small sizes. So shit, I had to get like.
You only got the trash bags when you're bigger. I know, it's not fair.
So that leads me into last time we talked to you. You told us that you were interested in maybe coming out with your own line of clothing, coming out with something. Have you done that yet? Are you thinking about doing that still?
Yeah, it's everything in motion right now. With the release of my album, everything's gonna roll out with all that. So yeah, we're working on it. I'm trying to get gym clothes, everything, like all
that. Nice. Automatic brought up the last time we talked. This was a long time ago, and we actually got into an in-depth conversation about your mom, the kiddos, you know, and it was a lot. And I didn't know that you had so much just to say about that kind of thing, raising your children. It was so, for me, comforting. I've been a single mom for years. Now I'm married and, you know, this is my king and whatnot, but I was a single mom for so long. To have you come out and say how much you appreciated your children and love taking care of them. Now you're in a whole different tax bracket, Sir Moneybag Yo. How do you balance being a father, traveling, touring, all of that? How does that work for you and your children?
I got people that's in my life that love me and just understand the situation and understand most definitely, dearly, like, if I don't go get it, who gonna go get it? How's stuff gonna get done? How's it gonna get paid? You know what I'm saying? Everybody kind of understand that's done right there walking up. So everybody kind of understand, like, what's the goal, and everybody trying to help me reach that goal. So it's like, it's just a team effort. You just got to have a good team.
I see your children. I see you smile. Look at them. You're proud. What do you want for your children that you didn't have? What do you see for their future that you didn't get? What is
it? Just a father. For real. That's something I have. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, really, the streets taught me everything I know, like, top to bottom. Like, everything I know came off me just living my life, really. Like, being just going through the most bump in my head, lessons learned, you know what I'm saying? So, and I thank God for all that. I thank God for the good time, the bad time, the lesson learned. You got to thank them through everything. You know what I'm saying? So that's just really how I live my life.
Definitely. I see what you're saying. Know what you're saying. Talk about the new song out too, going along with the compilation. The video's super fire, bro. I love how you're flying in the jet, getting a haircut in the music video. That was super lit, dude.
Different.
I love it, dude. I'm a fellow monogamous man. I'm not sure if you are, but I got to ask you a question. Do you think it's easier to be more loyal to your barber or a significant other, like a girlfriend or wife?
Both. I feel like...
Good answer,
Moneybag.
Your personality. Both, you know what I'm saying? Because you need your appearance, and then, shit, I ain't got nothing going on with my barber, so shit, I need my woman too. So goddamn, shit, I gotta... You know what I'm saying? I gotta do right by her.
You're always so honest, and you told us that you actually got on, you found Migos' chain, right? You returned it to them. You ran up the bus down and all of that. So, like, I brought up the different tax bracket. When did you first get your passport, and what's the favorite city you've been to so far?
I got my passport and... I really got my passport when I first started getting money, because I didn't have my driver's license either. And then I really paid for all that shit, to be honest. They really just, you know, just because the status I was in, and then like the money, of course, too. I had end up, I didn't have to take no driver's test or none of that shit. And then I end up getting my passport like a year after that. So it had to be probably in 2018. Okay. I got it. And then I went to London. I like London. I've been to the Bahamas. I ain't really been to many places overseas, but I've been to a lot of places. But, you know, a lot of places don't even require, well, a few places don't require passports, like Hawaii, Virgin Islands, like different places like that.
U.S. territories and some, you know, you've been outside the continental U.S. Do you ever still trip out? Do you ever still think, oh, my God, this is happening for me?
I'm past that level, like boom, like, all right, bet, I'm him, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I just be like, oh, no, I be trying to be humble because I know, like, any day this shit can leave you, like God can take it away, like, your whole life will change. So I just be kind of, like, trying to just deal with everything, just go with the motion, and just appreciate my position in life and who I am, you know what I'm saying?
Do you think converting to Islam has changed your way, like your outlook and the way you approach things now?
Yeah, I just feel like when I first converted, I was always interested in it, like getting out of high school and stuff like that when I had my first little girl. You know what I'm saying? Cause like I was kind of already living like that. Cause when I got around Kevin Gates, he was like, bro, how you move and how you coming? It's like you already, like, you move like you Muslim, you come like you Muslim, like how you is, like how you come off. It's just like you already one of them. But and then I had to look deep into it. I studied it for a couple more months, and then I was like, you know what, like, boom. And then I really, like, before that, I wasn't even just doing a lot of praying. But now it's like I pray every day, at least 2-3 times a day. I'm praying. I'm putting my head to the ground. I got my mat gifted to me from Kevin Gates. And I also got another one that I travel with, but I just always put my head on the ground. You know what I'm saying? Thank Allah. And I just feel like my life changed ever since then. I see everything that I speak, I see it. Like, I swear to God, I can't make it up.
Wow.
I don't know how it is for everybody else, but it's just like for me.
That's beautiful to hear.
That's powerful.
Yeah, that's powerful.
Like, it's great to hear that Kevin Gates as another man had that influence on you. And that's beautiful to see. Kevin Gates did recently reference your guys' relationship in his Super Gremlin freestyle. Where are you and, you know, you and Kevin Gates mm-hmm. now? How is that relationship now?
It's cool, you know what I'm saying? You know, he doing his thing, I'm doing mine. It's, you know, there's no bad blood or nothing like that. We just got a lot going on in each other's life and we just focus on it. You know what I'm saying? He'll DM me sometimes. I DM him. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. It's cool.
You know, it's real hard to cut through. There's a lot of talent that has come out of Memphis for generations, for over a century. You know, you can go back to Arthur Crudup. You can go back to, I mean, we can go back decades and decades and decades. When it comes to Memphis music, you've cut through. Who from Memphis influenced you the most? It could be hip hop, it could be jazz, whatever. Like, what do you think? Or it could be several artists. Who do you look at from Memphis? Like, man, these people really had an influence on me.
A lot of Project Pat and 3-6. They music had a big influence on the culture, you know what I'm saying, overall. And then you got, like, Yo Gotti for sure, like, you know what I'm saying, we used to listen to Yo Gotti all the time around the car. But then outside of the city, I was motivated too by people like Lil Boosie or Jeezy Juvenile. A lot of people like that, you know what I'm saying, just seeing how it was, like, I'm like, damn, they can do this, like, I look where they come from, like, look how they were living, like, once you really do your people, you taste, you like, boom, you go look at documentaries and you see, like, damn, he came up like this. This is how I'm living right now. So you telling me I can't, you know what I'm saying? So that's what even made me just dig all the way up. Like, when I seen and heard that they were getting $2,500 for shows, $5,000 for show, I'm like, boom, for real, boom. So it was my whole goal when I first got into music before I developed the passion. It was like, man, I'm finna get in here and make me some money. I need some money. And I want to do it to where, like, it's legal. Like, the police can't fuck with me, like, or they can't mess with me. They can't, you know what I'm saying? So I want to do, like, strictly, like, the right way. You know what I'm saying? And it's, like, a way to, like, it come natural, too. You feel me? So I took logging into music. I did my first tape. It took over my city, the trash station. I started getting booked. I started getting 2,500 for a show. And then it went from 25 to 15,000 to 30,000.
You said do it legally because you don't got to be in hip hop. You don't got to be in music to inspire other children that come from these communities that a lot of us grew up in to do things the right way and get your money right so nobody can take it from you. That's the big
exactly.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask you, what's the state of Memphis hip hop right now? Is everything cool? Is what's going on right now with Memphis hip hop?
I feel like we're taking over. We taking over the game right now. We're running the game right now. You know what I'm saying? All the people that's what's going on right now in the industry of hip hop is you know, Memphis for sure. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like we the biggest right now. We stamping it right now. No, you know, everybody else got their own, you know, their own opinion, but I feel like Memphis right now is like what everybody's looking at. Who else coming from that place? Like, what they got to offer, like, it's more, it's so much talent there, but everybody ain't got the mental state, you yeah. feel me, like, to even just be a real star. Some people, yeah. you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Yeah. So it's like that.
All right, well, thank you very much. When you come to town, I mean, we're syndicated all over, we're here in Phoenix, I would like for you to come in the studio. Every time we talk to you, it's just, it's always, I feel special. I'm so proud of you, just to see you. We're genuine fans, so when you're in town, let's get together. Let's have you in the studio and let's bring some fans in or something. You know, let's break some bread or something.
And if you need a slim, thick, fat guy for your model, hey, the gym fit, let me know, dude. I'm here, money back.
Yeah, I got you. Appreciate it.
All right, man. We love you, man. Much success. Hopefully we'll see you soon.
Okay, love.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
College professor Sheila Barnes wrote in an article for Yahoo.com that there's something that we as parents are doing with our kids that is affecting them in a negative way. In fact, she says there's three things she wishes we would teach our kids. This is very important if you plan on having them or you're raising them right now. In case you missed it, I'll share this article with you. I always go last, so it's automatic. You got something interesting?
So new research says that you might want to keep the radio on while you are studying.
Really?
Yes. Current and former students who listen to music while they hit the books said they did better on tests, were more prepared in class than the people who studied in silence.
Oh, okay.
I'm the opposite. I'm the weirdo. I have to
do it in silence. Yeah, I can't always have music on. It's too much of a distraction.
I like to do everything with music on, study too as well. But you know what's a little putt in this is you can't take the test with music on.
Well,
so Anthony, do you think that might be why you test taking for you makes you a bit nervous because you're not allowed to do that?
I'm a bad test taker, dude. Yeah. So
okay,
possibly.
So should teachers let kids listen to music?
Well, they said in the study that 84% of music listeners had a grade point average above 3.2 compared to their quiet listeners who had a lesser grade point average.
Well, I was like an excellent student and I was in silence.
You're the exception, Dana.
Okay, I'm the exception, not the rule.
All right, in case you missed it, a broken heart can really cause some bad health problems, all right?
Oh,
a new study by the American College of Cardiology says that broken heart syndrome is a real thing, and it is backed by science and medically possible.
So now, when you say you have a broken heart, you really have a broken heart.
Yes, I believe it.
Now, going through a breakup, like a
real breakup
is a bad thing, but the study goes on to say that the one that really impacts your overall health is losing a loved one. So that's the one that kind of sends people down.
Think about it. Like when one dog dies, usually the other dog dies right after. And then when an old person passes, a lot of the
time,
their
spouse, their partner dies. I hadn't talked about this too much, automatic knows, but my aunt, and I joke about on the air, you know, my Aunt Sylvia, she is not doing well right now. And it has had such an effect on me this past week. I've been really emotional and I've been trying to like act like nothing's wrong, but I feel nervous and I haven't been able to sleep. Now this study is revealing it's having an effect on my health.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So what do we do about it?
I didn't have an answer. Sorry, guys. I'm not a doctor. I'm just the middleman here.
You know what you do, Danny? You talk it out, just like you did. Yeah.
You know what?
Your husband's the one with the degree in like sociology or psychology, whatever it is. Talk to him about it. I don't know.
You know what? You're right, automatic. I swear.
He just reads the study. You don't have the answer.
I swear. I feel better right now. So, all right. In case you missed it, Sheila Barnes, who's a professor, says she sees a terrible trend in students, and it's gotten worse and worse in the past decade. She's been teaching for over 20 years now. And here are three things she wishes we would teach our children. Number one, teach your kids to communicate clearly and honestly. College teachers don't have time and also are not required to coddle students. Number two, teach your child to take care of their health. She's like, we all heard of the freshman 15. Well, it's the 30 now.
Oh.
And
she's
not only that,
her kids?
She said it's gotten bad and it affects their mental health. Not only that, she said she's seen an increase in alcohol abuse, which we already know is crazy, right? You go off to college, you're doing your thing. So teach your kids to take care of their health. And then finally, teach them how to manage money. She goes back to say, teachers, college, university teachers, they're not going to take time to tell your kids how to spend their money. They're going to rack up debt. Right now, you should be telling them about budgets, limiting them, make them shop with you, grocery store, or for their clothes, whatever, and teach them why you count pennies.
Don't get a credit card. That's the best advice you can get.
Automatic, you said you put yourself in debt, right,
like
college?
Humongous amounts of debt, because I was like, oh, I could get that. Oh, I can get this.
Because you're approved for everything.
Yeah, I didn't need the credit card.
They should, raise the age on like when you can get approved for a credit card.
Oh, Anthony, that's
because
a great idea.
When you get one like right out of high school.
I got mine at like 19.
Dude, that's
I was just
like,
charging it up.
Yeah, bro. My mom did all of those things except the money management. I guess she went about it in a different way, which kind of had a negative impact, because she would just tell me all the stuff we couldn't afford. Which when I got old and I got a little bit of money, I was like, I'm buying this,
that's
and I'm buying
me.
That, and I'm
that's
overcompensating
me.
For it.
Like, that is me exactly. Like for me, I want to spend more money because I didn't ever have anything. And that's why Automatic, like I said, is going to take my credit card away later. We're going to do the show and talk about financial intervention. That's coming soon, I promise you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
If you're a donut lover like this trio loves donuts, you're going to be real excited about today's food news. Hottest hashtags on Thursday. Friday's Eve is here. I can't wait. It's almost the weekend. We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
I know everyone's going to love our first hottest hashtag. 113 million year old dino tracks were discovered at Dinosaur Valley State Park in Texas.
What?
According to park representative Stephanie Salinas Garcia, two different footprints were found. One belongs to Acrocanthosaurus, who was 15 feet tall and weighed 7 tons. But listen to the other one. Sour Poseidon, 60 feet tall.
Poseidon? What a name.
I know, that's his name. Stop! He's 60 feet tall and weighed 44 tons.
Oh my God!
God, that's bigger than a building. I'm so glad we weren't alive then. Well, we wouldn't be alive.
Yeah, that's big for Poseidons too.
Yeah, you know all about Poseidons?
Oh, I know a lot about Poseidons,
especially the Sour Poseidons.
Yeah.
I'm obviously mispronouncing it.
Obviously.
It's Sauro.
Okay.
Poseidon.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, now in food news. In case you hadn't heard, Krispy Kreme Donuts is offering a dozen donuts for the national average of 1 gallon of regular gas. Right now, you can get a dozen donuts at Krispy Kreme for $3.89, and it could be even lower next week on Tuesday when they change it because gas has been going down day after day after day. Thank goodness. And the offer is good until September 5th, Labor Day.
Gas goes down, cholesterol goes up.
Whatever! Free donuts! You get a donut! You get a donut! Everybody gets a donut! Hey, take advantage. Like I said, Labor Day, it ends. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll kick this one off with National Whiskey Sour Day.
Ooh, okay.
I've had a good whiskey sour.
Is that part of the Sour Poseidon family?
We also got National Thoughtful Thursday. So do something kind for somebody if you can. It'll go a long way for them.
You know, do that at work. Could be worth a raise. You never know.
It is also National Kiss and Make Up Day, too.
Aww.
So, you know, if there's anything you're holding against somebody, you know, get over it.
Dan and I kiss and make up at least a couple times a week.
A day.
That's
we're talking about
dude.
A week.
That's what's up. All right. We also got, National Banana Split Day.
Yo, man.
Look, I love a Dairy Queen banana split. Even just like your local spots, they always got the good banana splits. However, you might live in a town or city. You're like, I don't have any of those places. There is a brand
your
of ice cream.
Your town or city doesn't have the ice cream and the bananas?
Sometimes they're not as good. DJ Automatic, I'm a banana split aficionado, okay? Bluebell Ice Cream sells the most delectable freaking banana split ice cream. It's got cherries in it, bananas. It even has nuts.
Oh,
so good. Imagine that with donuts.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so Moneybagg Yo got to be working out and having a conversation with us. That's how comfortable he feels.
Yeah.
But I like that we talked to him. Hopefully next time it'll be in the studio, right?
Oh, yeah, dude, definitely. You know, shout out Moneybagg Yo, and we support his health.
His health journey.
Whatever the hell it is.
Well, shout out to his mom for not even recognizing that he was on a Zoom call with us.
He's like, Mom, I'm going to call. But also, you know, what's interesting is you could watch the conversation too. I mentioned our first time that we ever had, you know, we ever talked to him is on YouTube. This is on YouTube as well. You can see him working out, and you'll also see his kids. They made the video. Did you notice that? He put the kids in the video. So go to Dana Cortez Show on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel. It's free. And of course, listen to more of the podcast now.